God bless you. Now, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How do we get into blessing? Psalm 34:10 combines not lacking any good thing. It says literally, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack or want any good thing. Praise the Lord. How do we get into the blessing of the Lord? Well, the answer is Psalm 34:11. The psalmist says, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is a healthy, reverential fear of God. Walking in the fear of the Lord is simultaneously walking in the blessings of the Lord. Because when you fear the Lord, you do what the Lord requires, and you will follow the heartbeat and heart's desires of the Lord. For it's no longer about your desires, but it's priority the Lord's desire. The Lord's desire is for this gospel of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion of our blessed Lord and the resurrection on the third day. The gospel message, the kingdom of God message, to penetrate and to saturate earth and to be heard by all the unbelievers. I want you to walk in the blessing of the Lord, and the Lord wants you to walk in the blessing of the Lord, not lacking any good thing, and have been made rich by the blessing of the Lord with no sorrow added. So get in on the fear of the Lord and do what he requires. Be part of a soul-winning team. Partner with me once again. I have to keep saying it because I have to explain it. Because if I don't explain it, who else is going to explain it? And I want you to walk in the blessing of the Lord. And I tell you, doing the things that the Lord requires, especially contributing to the gospel being delivered, preached, and make heard to unbelievers around the world, that makes the Lord happy. And that will cause the blessing of the Lord to powerfully move in your life. Follow the link at the end of this message for a $5 a month partner. God bless you. More tomorrow, every day, daily manna. Bye, y'all.